No, you can't. You have to take all your clothes off.
All of them?
Every single shred.
Really? Even my underpants? Oh, jeez. Wow, you run a strict podcast around here. How many professionals really get naked for a podcast? All right, there goes the naked.
Wow, I think Larry King used to do that.
Did he really?
Yeah, I think he used to get naked all the time.
So why aren't you naked yet?
I'm working on it. I have to have a little bit of a liquid inspiration here. Hey, look, that thing's still taping. Okay, let's do this.
We're still recording.
All right, here, oh, my Lord.
Oh, there goes the Star Wars boxers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another thrilling episode of
Living the Scream.
The behind the scenes of
The Mummy and the Monkey Show.
We're in the red there, so try not to talk too loud.
Okay,
you
sorry.
See that? We should. Okay, bandana's coming on.
Oh,
do-rag.
And the shirt's coming off.
Oh, my God. You're in for a treat. Look at that. Wow.
Woo!
We are sitting in our living room.
Is that chair cold?
Janet and I. Okay, let's introduce ourselves.
I'm Janet Decay, also known as Janet J, the Mummy.
And I'm James Harmon, also known as Grim Gory, the Monkey. Yes, that's right.
And together we host
The Mummy and the Monkey Show. Okay.
Whoa,
the burps are flying. Those are pretty raw,
whoever
too.
Whoever you are.
Wow, I'm happy we have the AC on because my butt is totally sticking to this chair. But yes, this is the, as promised, the nude edition, all nude edition of Living the Scream. Yeah.
Yes, we are sitting in our living room naked on chairs.
Naked as a jaybird. A couple of jaybirds. That's right. Maybe I can warm you up if we start the show off with a show shot. Are you up for it?
I could do a show shot,
okay.
But this is a different... normally, I do Jack Daniels. But,
right. I mean, we change it up every now and again if we decide to really do it.
Parrot Bay, coconut rum.
Captain Morgan's Parrot Bay, which is, you know, it's not that bad. It's kind of...
stuff I used to drink when I was a teenager.
Yeah. So there you go. Poured the shot for you. Here's your little glass of Mundo.
Okay.
And we also, we borrowed the salute that they use at Wasteland. A couple of guys I know, they say chars. I guess it's a... like cheers, but some kind of funny way they say it. So that's what we're going to borrow that, right?
Instead of cheers, chars.
Okay, then.
One, two, three.
Chars! All right.
Tap it, and then...
down it. Very sweet.
Ooh, very sweet. Ooh.
Very summery.
Yeah, that's a great summertime drink.
Yep, it's a hot one in Cleveland today, like in the 80s.
And I love it.
Yeah,
but
he
hates it, so he put the air conditioner on.
That's right. We're in our living room again. Again, we're nude.
I'm a little cold, and things happen to girls when they're cold.
And you know what? Even out of the water, you can see the results of the cold, right? I mean, I'm sorry, but...
Yes, we're definitely showing signs that we're getting a little cold.
And that's the interesting thing about men and women. When a woman is cold, things point out. When a man is cold, things go in. It's really weird how that works, you know? But anyway. Wow.
Oh, my.
We digress right off the bat.
I know.
Go downhill right off the bat. But I'm sitting here. Now.
We've got pretzels and little pieces of cheddar cheese.
Yes, little cheese and pretzel
and,
plate.
You've got a beer. I've got some iced tea with a straw.
Yes, with a straw. Very
and,
classy.
So my butt doesn't get cold in this chair. I'm sitting on a Super Mario pillow.
You're sitting right on Mario's face.
So Super Mario is going to get an eyeful.
Mario's hand is sticking out from the side of your butt here.
He's probably like, help me, I can't breathe.
Breathe through his ears.
Jeez.
old joke.
I normally write down notes of things that we want to discuss. I forgot to do that.
We don't have to.
But we do have a lot of...
Yeah, but I posted pictures.
You did post pictures.
And we could talk about some of that stuff. So let's talk about some of the pictures we posted. Finally, like we said, this is a nude podcast, this episode, and we were going to post pictures. None of us nude. Who wants to see, well, maybe Janet nude, but they don't want to see me nude. Trust me, you don't want
to
see
this.
There's
a time and place for everything, and I don't like to have just blatant nude photos on the internet.
Yeah, we'll talk about, and some of the, you know, some tonight we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, nudity in films. We have to cut the stuff out, any kind of nudity that, you know, that might be in some of the movies that we show.
Right.
We try to keep it family oriented, but.
Yeah, we try to keep it for most ages to watch.
Swearing and nudity we cut out.
When we watch movies, we don't mind nudity and gore.
No.
some of, if it's like super extreme, like the remakes of The Hills Have Eyes, those kind of bother me, or I'm not a fan. Right. But that's just my own opinion.
Yeah, and as we kick the show off, we invite you, the listener, to join us. And, you know, in the buff, take off those articles of clothing that you're wearing and cuddle up in front of your computer, wherever you're listening to this on. And, hey, you
take off your pants.
Yeah. And relax.
Because F closed today.
Yeah, F closed today. So if you go to check out our Facebook page, The Mummy and the Monkey, or go to themummyandthemonkey.com, we have all the links there to our Facebook, to YouTube videos. But we did post some pictures on our Facebook page that you can check out, and we're going to go and talk about them right now. So if you're ready, hopefully we gave you enough time to get on there on the interwebs and open up another window right. to check out why we talk about some of the stuff that we posted on there. And
if you have any other comments or questions for us in the future, you can always email us to themummyandthemonkey@gmail.com. Or just Google Mummy and Monkey. I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Yeah, drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. We don't get a lot of email, unfortunately. I don't know why.
No, I love emails.
I think there's a decent number of people that might listen to this show. So even if you love us, you hate us, and or if you're lukewarm about it, just let us know. If you want to say hi, we love to hear from people just to know that you are listening.
Yeah, good or bad, we like feedback. We want to know, you know, how we're doing.
And that's actually something that I never did growing up as a fan of either comic books or a radio show or TV shows. I never really wrote and told people that I like their show, and I kind of regret that now that I didn't, because now that we're on the other side of the fence here, mm-hmm. we see how important that kind of is to hear, even if it's from, you know, if you have like 100,000 people listening to you or watching your show, and you know 10 of them write, that's better than none, you know.
Right. It's nice to get feedback to see how you're doing.
Or just to know what you can
learn from, where your viewers are cheese? Or listeners are from. Oh, yeah. I love a little piece of cheese. Is this pretzel? Sharp cheddar?
A sharp cheddar, our favorite.
Mm, yeah, it's good. And a little pretzel ring.
Dandy pretzel rings.
The best ever. Favorite.
They're extra dark and extra salty. Just like the way you like your men. Just kidding.
Wow.
I have no idea what that means. But anyway.
No, I like my coffee like I like my man. Half and half.
Oh, there you go. Little inside joke.
Inside humor.
Anywhoozy. So if you go onto our Facebook page and you kind of scroll and you find the pictures that we posted for this episode, you'll see there's a Photoshop image I put together of Janet.
And I think... Who appears to be nude. No, but she's holding a sign.
Yeah, you are.
And yeah, Decay has a sign, and she's wearing a smile.
Yeah, and I put, basically explain the show tonight. That's the all-nude episode. Now, that is actually a still shot, a screen capture, from a skit that we did for our Shopocalypse Now Black Friday special we did 2 years ago.
I can't believe that was 2 years already.
It's amazing, right, how time flies. So we need to keep churning stuff out. We actually shot a bunch of... a video this weekend at the store Thrift Crypt.
Yeah, and at last weekend's podcast, we talked about how we wanted to do an in-store appearance mm-hmm. at the Thrift Crypt store in Lakewood, Ohio, 13349 Madison Avenue. Mm-hmm. Plug. But yeah, it went well. We got a lot of fun customer interaction.
Yep.
We were in character all day, you know, talking with people, running the shop, and we got some video also.
Yeah.
And I want to say... you know, thanks to the Midnight Movie guys, they stopped by.
Yeah, Denny from the Midnight Movie stopped by. Myron from the Midnight Movie stopped by.
Yeah.
Dino,
yes, yeah. From the Late Late Horror Show
stopped by. Dino Ewelt, our good compadre here that's helping us out, getting this on his iTunes channel, Horror Town, which you're probably listening to this on right now, on iTunes. Yeah, he stopped in, and he's in a skit that we filmed, too, as a cameo. So, but anyway.
And Schlockmeister.
And Schlockmeister, of course. Not can't forget him. Oops, I'm sticking to this chair again. Ooh.
Oh.
Listen, you can hear the peel.
Ooh. Ooh. It made that noise.
Yeah, it peeled right up off of it. Anyway, so the photographs on our page starts off with, I think it was our second episode that we did. We were with neighbor Brian across the street.
Yeah.
Our neighbor Brian, and there was a story that we talked about. He has basically at the top of a desk, of a school desk, hanging up in his hallway. It's something he and a friend of his drew on in high school, and his friend, Scott, went and basically stole this, or took this desktop. He removed it from the desk.
They permanently borrowed it.
Yeah, they permanently borrowed it. There we go. And he has it hanging up, it displayed beautifully in his hallway right now. Brian does, our neighbor. And it's really cool. I posted some of those pictures up. I mean, we talked about this stuff, and I said I would get some pics up. So you'll see the desktop hanging up in his hallway and a couple of, you know, more, we call it, like, detailed shots of it as well. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. A lot of Marvel superheroes, excuse me.
Oh, people are commenting on that
I'll bet. I'll
naked
bet.
Picture.
Oh, I'll bet they
well,
are.
What appears to I'm wearing my best asset, a smile.
Oh, my. Yeah, but that skit.
And a sign.
I like that skit. I mean, we came up with that really quick. And
it was fun.
It's basically Janet trying to save some money by clipping coupons. She pulls out these big scissors and starts to clip coupons, but clips every article of her clothing off except for anything in the coupon paper, and it's like oopsie doopsie. What was that little Annie Fanny from the Playboy cartoons?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Where she's always like, you know, her clothing's always falling off.
And I didn't look at the pictures. I just read it for the articles.
Ooh, sticking. Uh-huh.
But no, kind of like they would do those old like the 1960s. There were a lot of nudie cutie videos.
Yeah.
And it's
so it's
like,
a little cheesecake.
Or cheesecake, whatever you want to call it. It's nothing like lewd or vulgar,
no.
Like a Penthouse or Hustler.
We don't go there.
It's more just like cutesy pinup.
Right. So
and that's like my favorite, you know, whenever I would model
or
wear little outfits like that.
And there's also a photograph of neighbor Brian. That's right. I didn't label it yet, but I'll have to go back and do that maybe before, you know, the show's up tonight or tomorrow. But yeah, you get to see neighbor Brian. In the flesh.
Yes, but he's not naked.
No,
he's
no.
wearing clothes.
No, we asked him if he wanted to be, but he declined, which is fine.
I'd rather not.
It's not for
everybody. I get a little embarrassed or a little shy.
We have three cats as well, and strangely enough, they're wearing clothes tonight. They're not naked.
Yeah, why did they walk around in?
I think to them it's kind of like, ooh, we're, you know, it's like the opposite.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's weird. Not funny, but it's weird. Anywho's.
Oh my. So yeah, yesterday went well at the store.
Well, we have to keep talking. There's another set of photographs. Well, there's
oh, you're
going to
discuss
two more.
The photos. I'm sorry.
So there's you'll see the photo. There's three other photographs on there before the Grim Gory one at the end that shows a case that. Okay, so we went to the flea market. We usually go to the Berea flea market either on Saturday or Sunday or both,
depending on what day we can escape to go
in Berea, Ohio. And man, it is crazy what you find there. This morning. We happened upon something that we couldn't resist. We had to purchase this.
We couldn't resist. There was a vendor that had a bunch of, like, retro toys and knickknacks and things.
Games.
And then I saw...
Games.
Yeah, and some video games.
But what caught our eyes...
But what really caught my eye was in this plastic plexiglass type of display case. And you'll see it in the Facebook picture.
And they set it way far away from their tables, too.
Yeah, that's right. It was farther away where I wasn't sure if it was theirs or another vendor's, but there was a sign that said, caution, haunted doll or cursed doll.
Yeah, haunted doll, no returns.
Sold as is.
Yeah.
And I'm looking through this plexiglass and there's this big, you know, handwritten sign. And it looks like, you know, a cute 1950s bride doll, like a maybe 14 inches tall or 12 inches, around that size.
Yeah.
And she's got a little white dress, lace, short brownish hair, and you'll see the photos online. But I'm thinking, really?
We have to. Right.
How could she be that bad?
So we asked the fella selling it, you know, what's the deal with it? And he said, oh, yeah, it was in a, he kept it in a barn, he said, right?
He said he kept it in his garage because he didn't want to put it in the house anymore.
But they found, did they find it in a barn or something? Or
it was from an old house.
Yeah, some
like
old house.
Like a Victorian
house.
A barn. I think they must have done a house clean out, and they took this doll thinking, hey, I could sell this at the flea market. And
he said the doll did some weird things, like it moves. That's what he would say. It would
and
move.
He was afraid to even discuss it. Like he sounded really nervous when he was talking about it, and I was trying to get more information from him.
Either that, he's just really bad at BSing.
I you know, if it's a BS story, it's a really good
You
know, sales or marketing.
And it was real cheap too. I mean, it was like just for the fun of it, you know. Haunted or not, you know.
Yeah.
Not I really believe that anything could that's a whole other show, but
you know. You know, I think it's possible. I really do.
I'm like Mulder from X-Files. I want to believe, you know. But
same
so far,
well no, see, I'm more of the Mulder, you'd be more of the skeptical Scully.
Not well, but yeah, but Mulder's still he wanted to believe. You think he believed?
Well, he thought he came to how should I word this? He had a lot of different hunches and thought, oh, it could be this, it could be that, and Scully never believed him.
See, where Quasimodo only had one hunch.
Okay.
But
like, oh, there really is a monster, and Scully would be like, no, there isn't really a monster in the woods.
Monster of the week, yeah.
And Mulder would be like, yes, there is. Yeah, pretty much the monster of the week. That was, you know, classic 1990s X-Files.
But get back to the haunted doll.
But so anyways.
We bought it. She's in our garage now. She's not in the house.
Yeah, I didn't want to put her in the house just in case.
Yeah.
And we packed her very carefully in the backpack. We tried to be very respectful when moving her around in case if she could be haunted, because we don't know.
Yeah.
And she really is a cute doll, and I know my mom has a doll similar to that. So I named the doll Judy after my mom.
There you go. So there's Judy the haunted doll living in our garage right now.
Yes. So if something weird goes on in the garage,
right,
it could be from Judy.
Hopefully she doesn't smoke.
I hope not.
Anyway, so we picked up a haunted doll. That was a first for us.
Yeah.
I've never bought anything haunted that I knew of anyway.
I've never, to the best of my knowledge, I have never bought a haunted doll.
No. So there you go. So those are and there's one more photograph on there of Grimgory wearing his Cavalier's best. Yes, he's wearing his repping the team. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so we were happy with the game on Saturday.
My God.
Oh my gosh. Everyone here in Cleveland was happy that they won.
Our fingers are double crossed now.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be
crazy.
It's going to be crazy on Monday and
tomorrow night.
You know, they'll probably lose, but
hey,
it'd be cool if they won.
They were supposed to probably lose this last game, and they didn't.
They're kicking butt now, so I hope they keep that momentum going.
It's like
going.
When you corner like a, you know, an animal, you know, they can come at you. You know?
Nobody backs baby into a corner.
Or the Cavs. So go Cavs, man. We're pulling for you, of course, here in Cleveland.
And I'm not a very sporty type of chick, but to see the home teams doing well,
yeah,
you know, we grew up here, so we like to see the teams do well.
Right. It actually provides a lot of jobs and just fun camaraderie with the inhabitants of the town.
People seem to be in a better mood when like their teams here win.
Yeah, even though they have nothing to do with the winning itself.
Right. But you hope for the best. And so we need to move on to the horror type of stuff, because this isn't a sports
show. No, but we're just talking about the stuff that we went through and we're experiencing, you know, here at the Mummy the Monkey, hovel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or hovel, however you
hovel?
Said it.
Hovel.
Hovel.
Yeah.
Hovel.
Our very first nude podcast.
Oh, my God. Still very naked. Are you chilly?
I'm getting goosebumps on my arms.
I can see that, yeah.
Maybe other places, too.
You are, yeah.
Watch where you put your hands there.
And why? We're married. It's okay.
Well, not during the podcast. We have to try to be a little professional, even though we're naked.
Should we call this a bodcast?
A bodcast.
Yeah, because we're...
Ooh, check out my bodcast.
We're all nakers. You see? Now I'm going to lose that with someone.
My throat's all scratchy from allergies today. So I probably sound like I smoke, but I don't smoke. Jeez, really? Right in my ear?
We're everywhere. And everyone's ear. They come to expect that, I think, anyway.
So we've already discussed the photos.
Yes.
Our goings-ons from Saturday.
What else did
we want to go over?
I don't know. What do you think? You want to talk about... you should talk about something. Okay. I got to go find something real quick.
Uh-oh, what are you doing?
I wish I had it. Well, you know what? Maybe I'll pull it up in the next segment. So our skits and everything on our show.
Oh, we could talk about what type of skits we...
Well, listen. Big Chuck and Little John, who are, you know, we're really big fans of theirs.
We say that every podcast.
I know that, but I'm chewing a pretzel, trying to get this through. But it's very, very rich pretzel. So, this is all real. That's the whole point of this, too, by the way.
Keeping it real.
We're stripping everything down to show. Hey, you got socks on. That ain't fair.
My feet are cold.
What the heck? They're ankle socks. I don't know.
They're just little footy socks.
Oh, boy.
Do you want me to take my sock off?
Mm.
Okay. Woo!
Hey now.
Taking my socks off.
Woohoo!
Okay.
You really did.
I'm really not song. Very... Even
now
though,
you are completely...
Even though we talk about me being naked, I really don't feel very glamorous right now. Because
you should, though.
I don't have any makeup on. My hair is a frizzy mess. Mm. You know, we were out at the flea market and out running around and cleaning the house.
Yeah, but
we
showered when we got home.
And then we did shower, so
yes.
I am clean.
We freshened up.
We got freshened up.
We got some refreshments, got freshened up.
But being naked is so final. It's like,
what are we having for dinner,
that's it.
By the way? I'm hungry.
For dinner?
Yes.
I don't know. We can make pasta or something. Or,
okay.
Right. Maybe a turkey burger.
Okay. Maybe we'll grill one of those suckers
yeah,
up.
Yeah. I mean, we have food here, so we probably shouldn't order Chinese again.
Oh, Chinese.
I know. It's delicious.
I know. I was thinking about that.
Let's save that for another day when there's no food in the house.
All right. Okay. There's still a lot to talk about.
Right.
But when we, you know, we got a little bit of time here before we go to the break, but... And do you think we should put something in the break, matter of fact? Like, we say the break, and all it is like a music outro and then music intro to the next segment. Should we put something in between?
Like what, a commercial or something?
I've got a lot of sound bites, a prank phone call maybe. You think, does that make any sense to the show? I don't know.
Well, we did discuss with Todd Youngman a couple shows
ago. Well,
it's
funny stuff, though, but it's
not
horror-related,
though. But
you guys
would do the prank phone calls.
But does it matter if it's not horror-related? I mean, we're trying to just kind of figure out.
Well, maybe the fans can let us know what they think.
Yeah. So, you know what? Maybe should I just, for the heck of it, just throw one in between and see what happens?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, and then if people hate it, hopefully they'll tell us, oh, that sucks.
Or maybe they just don't care.
Or, yay, we like that crap.
Yeah, okay, so you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to play a prank phone call after we take a break here. But when we come back...
It's break time already?
Yeah, well, look, we're about 22 minutes into
the
show.
Can I grab a robe?
No.
No?
You have to...
Oh.
You have to...
I'm a little chilly.
Get through this. You are? Well, you know, I could see that.
Gosh.
I can't see that.
I'm sure you can.
Boink, boink. glass cutters, they call it.
Hey. Normally we don't talk like this.
No. But we're having fun here at the Movie and Monkey Abode. And yeah, just hanging out with you is always fun. We love it. We love it, man.
We
freaking love it.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Yes.
And I guess we'll take a short break and then we'll be right back.
Yeah, we got some stuff. I do have some stuff to discuss I'd like to talk about the show. And I don't know, it's just fodder to chat about.
Sounds great.
That? All right, so we'll be back after this prank phone call break right here on
Living the Scream.
Yum yum. Hello?
Yeah, your pizza's here.
Excuse me?
Giovanni's, your pizza's downstairs. 6132?
No, this is 1908.
No, not your room number, young lady. 6132 is your phone number.
Yeah.
You ordered a pizza?
You ordered a pizza?
That's the number I have on the box.
We didn't order a pizza.
Are you a freshman?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm a pizza guy.
Yeah.
My name's Tony. I work for San Remo's.
Uh-huh.
You didn't order a pizza?
No, we didn't order a pizza.
Oh, you sound cute. I'll let you go this time.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, what are you doing tomorrow night?
Well,
I'm only 42.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I can go out with you.
How old are you? I'm half your age, huh?
Oh,
you're half my
that.
Age.
Yeah.
Well, you have a roommate?
Mm-hmm.
She's the same age as you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I'll take both of you out. They'll be equal then.
Bye.
I love you.
Oh, there's four discs in this set? Over 45 hours. 50 Frank classics. Holy crap.
On top of all the other
stuff. Featuring Boris Karloff, Jack Band, George Hamilton, Mae Brett, Peter Falk, William Boyd, author Franz, and many more.
Wow. Hey. Welcome back to Living the Scream. What? The Scream?
Living the Scream.
Sorry. Hey, welcome back to Living the Scream, the behind the scenes of
The Mummy
and
the
Monkey
show.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed that prank phone call. I don't know what I played. I won't know until I go back and edit the show and post. But Hopefully
it'll be a surprise
that you liked it. And welcome back to the nude edition of Living the Scream. That's right.
Yes, we're sitting in our living room naked.
Yep, freezing our butts off.
Yeah, we have the AC on, and things happen to girls when they're cold.
Yep, and men too. And boys. And monkeys even. Believe me.
So I was,
I'm going to finish one thing. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay, you finish.
If you don't mind.
Okay.
This time, not ladies first. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. No, I wanted to kind of touched on it and didn't even get into it before in the last segment. But I saw about Big Chuck and Little John and skits. And we, as a nod to them, you know, sort of an homage, I thought I would add a laugh at the end of our skit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a show laugh. So I found something on one of these like viral videos where these guys start laughing at some woman that did a cartwheel in her front yard and she fell flat on her face. These guys start cracking up. Here's the laugh that that we use on our show. Okay, so you hear that? Yeah, so that's, we use that laugh sometimes at the end of some of our skits.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because Big Chuck and Little John had this thing. You know, everyone knows this one. Right? I got a keychain that has this laugh. I love it.
That is awesome.
I can't wait to break it out of the meeting.
We bought that from Ron Garstick, the gentleman that runs Goulardi Fest with Big Chuck and Little John.
Yeah.
And... yeah, we wanted a fun laugh to put in our skit, but we don't want to...
Well, now I'm wondering whether...
We don't want to take their laugh because they're not so iconic.
Right. I would never use, number one, with our show, I would never use anyone else's sound effects, whether it's the Ghoul, Goulardi, or Big Chuck and Little John. I mean, directly. Have I ever used any of theirs? I don't know that I did. I might have used a burp or something here.
And if so, it was by, you know.
Well, I don't know, because I thought it was funny sounding. Because
we try not to take any other horror hosts, like direct sound bites or anything.
And I spent a lot of time back in the early 2000s for what, God knows why, just because I'm an insane maniac. I wasn't even doing the show at the time. But I would tape, you get really good sound bites. I know the Ghoul and Big Chuck and Little John and Houlihan and Big Chuck, they used to get sound bites from comedy records, like Hudson and Landry, and all kind of people, old stuff, the obscure things.
Wouldn't they even do like little music videos to go with song from an old record?
Yeah, and Chuck thinks he might have been one of the, Big Chuck Schadowski thinks he might have been one of the first people that actually did a music video by just parodying, you know, doing a acting out, I should say. One of those novelty records.
He probably was.
And then, that was in the 60s. And then years later, they did it for music videos. They would write, you know, an artist would do a video for their song. But anyway, sound effects. I would pull sound effects, sound bites, I should say, and sound effects from talk shows, daytime talk shows. Some of the funniest sounding people, the dumbest things.
Oh, gosh. Back when, Jerry Springer was good and Sally Jesse, and they would interview all the weird people
I could talk about that too.
Those shows were great, and I would watch that stuff as a kid, like if I was sick from school or playing hooky, because they were all on during the day.
All right, I'm gonna put my turn signal on and go back to the relevance of it being with our shows.
Oh, sorry.
So no, that's okay. So growing up, I was obsessed with the Ghoul on Channel 61 in Cleveland, and Houlihan and Big Chuck and Little John. Not only with the show, but the sound effects. I even have cassette tapes of me sitting in front of my television set as a kid, and I would try to tape the sound effects when I thought they would come on when the Ghoul would show them. I've got lots of audio tape of just Ghoul shows that I taped just to try to get the sound effects because I was obsessed with the way they sounded and always wondered where they came from. I'm sure most people just never think of that. I don't know why that was important to me. And so that led me to come up with my, kind of farm my own sound effects later on. But that kind of stuff, the production always kind of was interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even as a kid, I looked at every element. I didn't just watch and go, oh, that's funny. I would sit there and go, where did they get that sound effect? That's really crazy sounding.
Like, how did they do that?
Yeah. Some I recognize, like comedians. The Ghoul used to use a lot of George Carlin sound drops from comedy records. Steve Martin as well. Some of them I recognized. And I guess that made me think, well, all these sound bites must come from something, but what, So I'm still to this day, I'm very fascinated or interested on where certain sound bites come from.
And sometimes you make your own sound effects.
Oh, I do.
With
my butt. No.
Okay. Well, yeah. With you, and this is something
that's a whole nother thing.
Should I say?
What? Taping my own.
He's taped his own flatulence and his own burps.
Yes, there's a lot. So there you go. There's one thing.
So he's used for the Mummy and the Monkey show for season two. Some of those burps and farts are from James.
From my right from the tap. Yeah.
So you're hearing that, yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, when you're watching like Moon of the Wolf or any of the movies.
Satanic Rites of Dracula.
Frankenstein's Island, anything in season two.
Yeah.
It has a lot of sound effects in it, especially if it has to do with bodily sounds, probably mine. But hey, you know what? I own them.
You're creeping it real.
Real dumb.
I guess so.
Real weird. But anyway, there you go. There's some behind the scenes.
Yeah, so something you never knew before.
So go back to this, finish it up this little bit of a topic. I'm wondering if we should phase the laugh out. Do we just come up with some other sort of zinger or something at the end of the skits instead of using, you know, something like, you know, the Big Chuck and Little John laugh, or, you know, our own version of it? Do we just drop the laugh? Do we just... You know, something like that. I
think the laugh is fun, but we can look into other options.
Show laugh?
See if there's a better sound effect or something fun that we could record.
Or like what you suggested earlier in the beginning of this segment, is let the people out there tell us what they think.
Let the people tell us.
Yeah, if you like the laugh that we use, if you want us to use it, I'll keep on using it here and there on every other skit or so, but... You know, it's something I've been considering. Because I don't want them to think we're ripping them off if they ever watch our stuff, if Big Chuck and Little John ever see our stuff and hear a laugh, like, well, we did a laugh too, you know. I don't think we'd be that critical, but...
Well, when we did our live stage show, our opening act for their stage show at the Green Eagle Winery a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
One of our skits did play on there with that laugh.
A couple of them.
Yeah, a couple of them, actually. And I didn't hear anything negative,
no,
per se, but it does make you wonder, like, what they think.
I've seen a few other horror host shows out there that are definitely Cleveland-based.
There is a huge Chicago horror host that actually has used the Big Chuck and Little John laugh
and some ghoul sound drops, and there's a reason why that happened, because they were actually in Cleveland back then at the time and probably thought, hey, I'll use those too. So when you watch this particular certain horror host and you hear those,
his name, right? I mean, it's not
mm-hmm.
It would be Svengoolie.
Yeah, but that's okay. But it's not him. The original Svengoolie.
Well, the original Svengoolie used to be in Cleveland. Would use it, yeah.
And he had brought him over with him, some of the, like, the Big Chuck and Little John laugh, that one that we just played, and some other sound bites that the ghoul used as well.
But at the time, he was only on TV in Chicago, so he probably thought, oh, none of the Cleveland people are going to see it.
Not only that, but I don't think there was ever this thought of, hey, anyone owns this, it's just a funny laugh, I'll use it too, you know?
Right. I mean, you want to, at the same time, be respectful to other hosts, so.
Well, I come from that as an artist and an illustrator. I don't ever want to draw what someone else drew, you know what I mean? Same thing with our show. I mean, mm-hmm. when we do our show, the Mummy and the Monkey show, to pay homage to that by, you know, you could add a laugh, but don't use the exact same laugh. So anyway, so, you know, that stuff we struggle with here at Mummy and Monkey.
Mummy and Monkey Manor?
Yeah, Manor, yes. So, let's move on to some other stuff.
Well, when we came back from the break, I was reading, I found it in the living room, and I forgot we were watching this Friday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't even, like, scratched the surface. It's a DVD, it says 50
Frames. We watched this last night when we were
watching. Was it last night?
We were sewing patches
just
on
last night. Okay.
Our jackets, and you were fixing up your mummy costume.
I think I fell asleep. No, it was Friday night.
I turned it off.
It was Friday night Saturday we were at the store as Mummy and the Monkey, and I had to fix my bra top.
You're right. That we
so
that
I can
appearance.
Wear it the next morning.
So Friday night, yeah.
So I had to do some sewing, and he added some more stuff to his jacket. Mm-hmm. But it says 50 Fright Classics, and there's a lot of, like, really good, terrible movies on here. And we haven't even seen all of these movies.
I love these collections that they put on a DVD.
I love this crap.
It's all that... public domain, like movie serials that they, you know, those little serials that they would show before.
Not like breakfast cereal, no. Like a mini episode that they would play in the movie theaters in the 1930s and 40s.
Right, and they would show like an episode, and then you have to come back the next week to the. It was a way to get people to come back to the movie theater to see what happens, and it would always end on a cliffhanger, a ridiculous cliffhanger that you knew they'd get out of because they, you know, it's like a 13-part serial. But, yeah, we've been watching these ones. The ones I've never even heard before. And some of the, yeah, a lot of them are pretty much, well, they're not racist, but racially insensitive.
Very, because they were made in, like, the one we watched, it was made in the 1930s. So it would be considered racist and stereotyping people in modern times. But back then, maybe people didn't think it was that bad.
Right.
Watching it. It makes me a little uncomfortable, and I'm sure it does to you too. Because
it's very politically incorrect. I got okay. So right now we're listening to a as we're taping this. There's a show on I'm digressing, but what's the show that we listen to? Commander Greg.
Commander Greg's Golden Age of Rock
on
WBWC 88.3.
I gotta flip the tape. We're taping it on our cassette recorder, so Janet will talk about this.
So while you flip the tape, I'll discuss. What was the name of that cereal?
I don't know the name of it. It's
I forgot the name of it. It is on one of these discs, but it was it had tribal people in it that were very like politically incorrect.
Well, yeah, they have to go to Africa because there's this this magnetic electrical disturbance going on in the world. You know, it's a worldwide thing.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's all
yeah.
coming from this magnetic mountain, they call it.
Somewhere in West Africa.
Yeah. Of course, some white guy in the mountain has all these experiments and they make zombified type slaves from the inhabitants of Africa. You know, the people that have lived and survived there for tens of thousands of years.
Yeah, the true people that should be living there.
You know, right. Now, but one of the funniest things they say in that is there's a trap laid for some of these, these white guys that go over there.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to trick these other guys.
Right, so there's a woman who's a daughter of a scientist in the mountain. And they have her scream into a microphone.
She's like held captive, and she has to scream into this microphone, like "Help me! Help me!" Right. Ah.
And the white guys go, "That sounds like a white woman's scream." Like what?
Yeah, I was just like laughing.
Would it matter?
Does it really matter?
So if it wasn't, they wouldn't run to her. I mean,
so if it sounded like someone of another ethnicity, oh well, they're.
Well, we'll finish this cigarette, this Chesterfield, then we might help her. You know, what the heck?
It sounds like a Hispanic woman.
And that's scratching the surface.
Like,
but
what?
That happened a lot, though, as we know, watching a lot of these public domain movies, which pretty much come from that time period because it has to be like 70-some years old for it to become public domain. So you get to see some interesting things that would not fly nowadays in movies, unless it was a Tarantino movie. Just kidding. But our first episode of the Mummy and the Monkey Show, we run a movie or screen a movie called
King of the Zombies.
King of the Zombies.
And the what was the actor's name again?
Montan Moreland.
Montan Moreland is an awesome actor.
He's a hilarious comedian from back in the 30s and 40s.
Yes, so he
African American comedian, and he does the whole
over-exaggerating, being afraid of everything, the big bug eyes.
But
he's funny.
I see it as him being smarter, though, sometimes, than the other guys there. But that's what's interesting, because in that movie, there's one of the white guys is an Irish dude, and he, you know, I'm Irish, anyone could see that. What does that mean? I mean, it's just weird how they all... You know, I guess Irish guys were a little more stout and tougher. You know, who knows what that meant. Maybe he was redheaded or something. Probably he was ginger.
But there's some white people that hated Irish people
back then. You can't tell with the black and white. But everybody back then...
It's just funny how that works.
Oh,
they would just make fun of everybody.
We're not going to get right. We have to go to a history lesson here. But yeah. But yeah, so... But these movies that, you know, that we and other horror hosts can only screen because they're public domain. Sometimes they have hints of this stuff in it. That's considered politically incorrect. And it is. It is really insensitive to other people. But that's what I guess they thought people should, you know, how they should behave or be treated back then, which I'm happy has changed a lot now.
I am too. I love these old movies for what they are, But I'm glad things are not like that now. Yeah,
and we're both of mixed heritage. I'm biracial. I'm half black and half white. And Janet?
I am half Lebanese or Middle Eastern and part Polish and part Danish.
And I sometimes just think you're all Polish. Just kidding.
Yeah, there's some days where I act all Polish. Or I should say the certain ethnic, according to Big Chuck and Little John.
So growing up, I know, I mean, I was always put in this interesting sort of, position, having to deal with being called just about everything you can imagine from both sides. It's really weird. I mean,
I got stuff even from my own family, like on my mom's side of the family. Yeah. Like saying bad things. Oh,
families,
things,
yeah. Doesn't matter. Still people.
Saying some very bad things about the Lebanese side.
I'm sure. But anyway, listen, we're not trying to drag the show down.
We think these movies, yeah. So there's a lot of cool movies on here that we haven't even seen yet. And who knows, if it truly is, if we find that it is public domain, maybe some of these we can screen for the show.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out a way to maybe even show the one that we've been watching that has some of that in there. Some of the politically incorrect stuff, by doing something creative with it, by having some commentary dipped in there. So we're working on that, trying to figure out how to maybe screen that so no one's offended.
But we still need to see the rest of these, because there might be even better stuff and maybe less ethnically insensitive.
Yeah. Well, but you know what? You always have to see, you're talking about ethnicity, but then there's always the Girl Friday type of thing. Hey, my secretary's here. You know, you're a woman. You know, there's the...
Oh, yeah, a lot of sexist tons stuff, of that. Too. Wow, you're a woman. Just a woman. You're the secretary. And even in the Universal Monsters, the woman would always scream and faint, and they would lock her in the back room.
Right.
So, you're just a woman. Let's lock you in the room. And
she can't handle
the
that.
The monster would always abduct the chick.
Yeah.
So...
Any nude things we want to talk about right now? What's going on with your body?
I'm really cold, so my arms and legs are crossed. And
I can't see nothing. You might as well be wearing clothes.
You've seen me already. You know what I look like.
Yeah, but it never gets old.
I know what you look like.
I get old. I'm old.
Yeah. I love you, old man.
Oh, boy. I love you, woman. I don't want to say young woman, because that sounds weird.
Don't say old woman, either.
Not yet.
You're not. Oh, gosh. You're not yet. Old. Getting there.
Here, we can just snuggle up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, so be looking forward. We're trying to find some new stuff to show on the show that maybe...
Show
on the show. There's only two words you can use, program or show. Or what about Diddy?
Diddy?
Yeah, show on our Diddy.
Whoa!
What?
Whoa!
P. Diddy. Oh my gosh. Yeah, there's a lot.
You want to read some of the titles? Maybe some of our listeners have heard.
These are names of the one. It stars a guy named William Boyd, an actor. William Stage Boyd. I guess there was another actor named William Boyd who portrayed Hopalong Cassidy. And I just, for the heck of it, looked up this actor in here, William Boyd, or William Stage Boyd, as he's credited in the serial. And this guy, William Stage Boyd, died in his early 40s of alcohol and drug abuse.
Oh, jeez.
But he almost ruined the other William Boyd, Hopalong Cassidy's career, because this guy got, this stage guy, William Stage Boyd, got busted for illegal alcohol during Prohibition. But they printed the other actor, William Boyd's, picture in the paper.
Oh, jeez.
And it did the damage is done. And the studio, even though the paper made a retraction the next day, and said they messed up.
Yeah.
But the studio was like, you still, whatever.
It still damaged his reputation. Yeah.
But the guy still, the other William Boyd, got a fame with Hopalong Cassidy.
Even though everyone drank during Prohibition.
Yeah, of course.
But when you get caught.
Yeah, it's a whole, once again, it was illegal. It's a federal offense back then.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, any kind of alcohol was banned by the country.
That's crazy.
But yeah, so that was an interesting factoid I stumbled upon, and I'm not a big factoid
guy. The more you know.
Yeah. So look that one up. William Boyd, B-O-Y-D.
Oh, Boyd.
Yeah, oh, Boyd. He almost destroyed this one guy's career. But the name of the episodes are Living Dead Men, Tunnel of Flame, Dagger Rock.
Crypt of the Living Dead.
No, that's a movie, though.
There's movies and the serial, like the episodes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so they pack a couple movies in between two different serials, because we started watching this one at the end here.
The Undersea City?
With Ray Corrigan, yeah.
I think that's the one I fell asleep halfway through.
Yeah, that was, what was the name of that? Not Crash? Yeah, Crash Cargo, I think his name is.
Crash Cargo?
Or something like that.
Wasn't that a cartoon or something?
That's Clutch Cargo.
Clutch Cargo, okay.
Yeah, now that is a funny cartoon.
Oh, it's a terrible cartoon.
That's where they superimpose the human mouth, or the...
They don't animate it at all. It's just, like, mouths doing
the
movement.
It's animation. It's limited animation drawings, but then they don't animate the mouths. They superimpose a regular person's mouth.
Because they don't want
mouth.
To draw the mouths.
Yeah, talking. It's hilarious.
It's, like, the cheapest...
Yeah, Clutch...
I mean, it's cheaper than anime.
This is Crash Corrigan. That's who this is.
Corrigan.
Crash Corrigan.
Billy Crash Corrigan?
That's Corrigan. Different. But yeah, Smashing Pumpkins. No, it's Crash Corrigan. Corrigan. And Clutch Cargo is the animation that's really funny. The really bad animated show.
Okay. So what are the other movies on there?
Movies here are Man in the Attic. Now, I started watching this one, Man in the Attic.
Man in the Attic.
With Jack Palance. It's before he started talking like this. But he's still Jack Palance, you know? That face only a mother could love. But it's a Jack the Ripper movie, and it was getting really good. I didn't watch all
cool.
of it.
I gotta watch that with you.
And you know who else is in it?
Who?
Aunt B from Andy Griffith.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I don't like that suit. That he takes a room in the house. Aunt B, and it's not Aunt B and Andy Griffith. That would be cool.
But you're calling her Aunt B.
Yeah, but it is Aunt B. It's that actress. She's an actress.
Nice.
She's in this movie. We could pop it in after the show.
That'd be cool.
Okay. What else on here? House of the Dead.
Hands of a Stranger.
In the Hands of a Stranger. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a Sarah McLachlan song?
No.
Oh.
And then disc two, Tiger Prey.
No, those
Human
are more
Beasts.
Serials.
Are these more serials?
That's a continuation of that.
Spider-Man.
Sweet. I can't wait to see what that is.
Is that like a bootleg Spider-Man?
Maybe Stan Lee got it from there.
Maybe. Maybe that was his inspiration.
Spider-Man. Excelsior.
Okay,
Haunts.
Human Target.
What's Haunts? I've never heard of that
Driller
movie.
Driller Killer.
Mm.
Oh.
I've heard of that movie
The
before.
Bloody Brood.
Wow.
Peter
Falk. Wow.
The Revenge of Dr. X.
You know what Peter Falk is, right?
It sounds familiar. I should know this.
He's the detective. Columbo.
He's Columbo?
Peter Falk.
I never really watched Columbo. Isn't that like an old people show?
Bad Taste. Is that British movie?
Bad Taste.
That
sounds familiar. I think I might have seen that one.
Yeah,
I gotta watch it.
The Blanchefield Monster is a really bad movie. I can't wait to watch it.
Oh, you've seen that one?
It's been a long time.
And then Arena of Death.
No, those are more the serials.
Oh, okay.
So we move on to disc three, and we got A Bucket of Blood with Dick Miller.
Oh,
I've
seen
that
one.
Movie. Roger Corman.
Horrors of Spider Island.
That's a good one, too.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I love that movie.
The Legend of Bigfoot.
Now, see, I have a theory, though. I love Stan Lee, love Marvel Comics, but I was watching Horror of Spider Island when Mystery Science Theater 3000 would do it, and that movie is basically about an island it's packed with uranium, and it's mutated some of the spiders on the island, and when they bite people, they turn into human spiders.
Ooh.
A radioactive spider. So
right.
I looked up the date of this movie, and it's just around the time that Amazing Fantasy... 15 came out. The first Spider-Man.
If that inspired him.
I don't know. It's just so weird. Because
he was probably a fan of like those monster movies,
he
right?
Was. He and Jack Kirby did. That's where Groot came from. They did a ton of those monster comics.
That's awesome.
They would come up with these wild names and just, you know, Dargagu or Gronos or Kronos or Groot. And they would just do the monster of the month where, you know, monster comics. Yeah, but between that and there was another one that made me think, wow, is he like taking these monster movies and sort of just doing his own sort of thing on them? Oh, this is another great example. Amazing Colossal Man. The beginning of that movie is the dude, you know, the military guy, they're getting ready to detonate an H-bomb, all right, or an atomic bomb. They're at an atomic bomb site. There's a bunch of people in the bunker. The bomb doesn't go off, but he has the one dude that becomes a Colossal Man, tries to do something to save somebody. He runs out into the field where the bomb's going to be detonated. It goes off. He shields his face from the blast. If you look at Incredible Hulk number one, it's about the exact same scenario. It's really weird.
Oh, wow.
And he doesn't grow big, but he turns into a, you know, a big strong guy.
So horror and sci-fi, you know, crossing over into the comic book world.
But you got to check out the movie dates and see when that movie came out versus when The Incredible Hulk came out. Same thing with Spider Island. I think it's the horrors of Spider Island. It's the same sort of
cool
same time period. Okay, Legend of Bigfoot.
Legend of Bigfoot. I don't know about that
I love
one.
Legend of Boggy Creek too. The legend
oh,
continues.
Oh, that movie's terrible.
Love it.
But fun.
The Witch's Mountain.
Witch's Mountain, Sisters of Death.
That's a good one.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
The Alpha Incident, don't know what that
Jungle
one is.
Jungle Vengeance, The Lion Pit, The Bell from Hell.
Well, again, because you see the same names out here, the actors.
Right, some of those might be the
these
serials.
These are the serials. These are just the names here. And then we go to disc four.
Oasis of the Zombies, Medusa.
Medusa starring George Hamilton, the human suntan man.
Nice.
Yeah. Oasis of the Zombies sounds pleasant. Sounds like a place we should take our honeymoon.
You know, Zombie Island, we should go there. Or maybe Monster Island for our honeymoon.
War of the Robots.
Robots.
That's a pretty good one.
The Robots.
The Demons of Ludlow. What the heck's that?
What the heck is a Ludlow?
Man, we got some good watching
Ludlow ahead of us. Sounds like a medical condition.
Those are the Demons of Ludlow.
I got a case of the Ludlow. And
I think my Ludlow's sticking to this chair right now.
They gave me some salve for it.
Let's keep it on the Ludlow. The Cold.
The Cold? That's what I'm experiencing right now, the cold.
Yeah.
I feels the cold.
Snake People with Boris Karloff. Boring movie, not that good.
Death Ray.
Well, then that is more serials. So it ends with the serials with Ray.
Flaming Death. Oh, some of these serials sound great.
Yeah.
I want to like eat some cereal while I watch
look at
these
this
serials.
One. The Milpitas Monster.
Milpitas?
Milpitas Monster.
Milpitas? Is it made out of like pita bread?
I don't know, maybe.
So get the hummus.
Yeah, we're getting close to the end of the show, but we got some time to check out some of
we do have some comments.
Let's answer some of these comments. Or questions. Jeez. Let's tackle some of this stuff
here. Distracted by a
Living
DVD.
The Scream. Yeah, and check us out on themummyandthemonkey.com or check out our Facebook page, the Mummy and the Monkey's Facebook page. The sun's starting to go down a little bit. It's not as bright outside.
Okay. Sorry, yawn.
You're all right.
It's a boring show. From the Late Late Horror Show.
Dino Ewelt, yes.
And horror, what's his channel? What's his channel?
The Late Late Horror Show?
Is it, no, the other.
Oh, no, Horror Town.
Horror Town, that's right. Okay, the question is, since you guys are doing the show naked, is the air on or off? Okay, well, we already said the air was on.
So, is on.
The air is on, and boink. I definitely feel it.
Boink, boink.
Yikes. Okay. All right. Also going along with the Naked Show, are there any chips or food being consumed?
Yes.
Crumbs may be a-falling. Do you have any crumbs in your chair or stuck to you?
There are none in my lap. Let's put it that way. I'm crumb-free.
You are crumb-free?
Crumb-free! As free as a crumb could be free.
And, okay. Squat. That's all that's on there. Are there any on yours?
I don't know. Did
let me check your wall and see if there's any comments.
All right, I can open it up too. A lot of please bear with us. As we check.
Just checking some comments real quick. Yeah.
You're naked. You know, you're having fun. You having fun out there, all you naked people?
When it comes to horror movies, what is your favorite go-to comfort film or films?
Oh my!
Both for you, James and Janet.
Comfort films, horror films. I got
like one that
them.
You always like to go back to and watch.
Revenge of the Burt People. See, I watch a lot of just Mystery Science Theater movies. Their commentary, they have like hundreds of jokes in each episode, so even ones I've watched a lot. You know what? A comfort movie for me, it's a kind of a newer one. It's Birdemic.
Oh my God! Yeah, he watches Birdemic all the time, and it drives me crazy.
But
it's the Mystery Science the Riff Tracks version of Birdemic.
That I could watch that movie. It's like Hands of Fate.
Manos the Hands of Fate is pretty
amazing. I couldn't
amazing.
Watch that, I think, without either Riff Tracks or Mystery Science guys making fun of it. They're that bad, but when they make fun of it, it's really fun. But the Birdemic, the Riff Tracks Birdemic one. And we're going to go to Riff Tracks Summer Shorts.
We're going to go this Tuesday night. We decided we're going to have a date night.
Date night, yes.
Go see it at maybe the Strongsville Mall
If you've never seen these guys do their thing when they simulcast the show from, in the movie theaters, it's called Riff Tracks Live. Go check these out. They're really cool. I would say Birdemic. What about you?
It's hard for me to pick because there's a lot that I end up falling asleep to or find comforting. Mm-hmm. A lot of the cheesy old B movies I love. Plan 9 from Outer Space is one of them.
Yeah.
It's like a really, like, for me, it's like a great feel-good kind of B-movie.
Yeah, and even, again, I go back to the riff track. The riff tracks does a
but ver- I think it's great on its own.
It is. It's really
without just the riffing, it's still horrible, entertaining and horribly hilarious.
Fun movie, though. It's not boring bad.
Glenn or Glenda is... I like all the Ed Wood movies. I really do. And then if it's a Mystery Science Theater one, my all-time favorite Mystery Science Theater 3000 episode is... Oh, what's the name of the movie? The one with Rosdauer.
Oh, Final Sacrifice.
Final Sacrifice.
That's another good one.
Rosdauer, Rosdauer.
Rosdauer.
You would know if you see it. Sorry. Yeah,
I think that would even be good without and it's commentary.
Like the
too.
Hero, the movie is Final Sacrifice. Isn't it a Canadian movie?
Yes, it is.
And the hero is this like ugly guy with a mullet. He doesn't even look like a hero.
Big beer belly, white jeans.
Yeah, and all the characters have these really stupid names, and his name is Rosdauer.
Zap Rosdauer.
Zap Rosdauer. And it's just so terrible that it's fun.
You gotta check it out, but
it makes me happy. I'm in my happy place when I watch that.
Do you hear that? You hear that?
What?
Sounds like we're nearing the end of the show.
Oh, already?
I think so.
Oh, but we had one more comment.
Okay, let's do it one more comment, and we'll laugh.
Basil Grimsby.
Yes.
Also known as Drac.
From the Frank and Drac Show.
From the Frank and Drac Show.
Yes,
he was
the
on
legendary Frank
the
and Drac
legendary
Show.
The legendary Frank and Drac Show. He was on TV in the 80s on Channel 19.
19.
So he said he can't wait to see Grimm in the nude.
Well, that's a comment, not a question, but you know what?
Yeah.
You know what, buddy?
I just had to read it.
You're going to have to wait to see that one because we're out of time. That's right. We want to thank you so much for listening to
Living the Scream.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that was a wimpy scream.
I think you broke the computer this time, for sure.
Sorry.
You blew it all out. Look at that. Anyway, hope you enjoyed our nude romp and hope you know that you had fun being nude, too.
Or our nude freeze.
Woo. Yes. All right, time to put some clothes on and watch some bad movies.
I guess I'll have to put on some mummy wraps.
Let's do this. All right, thanks. We'll see you next time on Living the Scream. Good night, everybody.
Thanks so much. And